guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for... Before we get started, I'm going to tell you guys now, today is March 27th, maybe the 28th by the time I get this posted and uploaded, which is Saturday the 28th. Myself and Sydney Migtow, Big Pop, Chris, Sandman, Coach Greg Adams, and perhaps Hammerhand, a bunch of us guys from the Manosphere are going to be doing a chat group forum that you guys are invited to. Now, it's going to be done in Zoom, and we can only have 500 people there. And you're all going to have the ability to have mics, and we're going to I'm going to leave it up to Sydney because he's putting this together. Sydney Migtow's putting this together. I'm going to leave it up to him. He's going to try to figure out how people can ask questions live, and then we're going to have a talk about amongst the 6 or 7 of us. And if for some reason you can't get into that, I'm going to leave the link below for the Zoom meeting. And I'm going to put another community post up. If you can't make it into that room or that group, don't sweat it. It just means you won't be there to ask the questions live and listen to it live. But I will put a recording up on my channel, as I'm sure all the other creators are as well. So you'll be able to find it around many places. But those of you that wanted to hear Sandman and Coach Greg Adams and myself and maybe Sydney Migtow, Hammerhand, Chris, Big Pop, all in a room having a discussion, this is it. That's happening the 28th, Saturday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or Eastern Daylight Time. So I wanted to get that out there. I'll put a post up on my main page. Tonight, what I'm going to start doing for a lot of my posts from here on out is, as I've said before, I'm going to do a lot of little segments and then have one big story at the end. And the big story will probably be the thumbnail. But if that doesn't interest you, maybe check in anyway every once in a day to check out my videos anyway, because we'll have other stuff that we're going to be talking about. I just have to pick one that's going to be my main, like, thumbnail title topic. So let's get recording. All right, first, which is really cool, I found this on Unbelievable Facts, and they say at the bottom, we cite all sources, and so apparently this is cited, but so a 101-year-old man who was born during the Spanish flu has successfully beaten the bug in Italy. And I thought that's really cool. 100-year, so he came in with the last one. He did not go out on this one. I think that's great and good for this tough gentleman at 101 years old. So I wanted to put out that awesome news. Next, we have here in Spain, somewhere in Spain, a gentleman found out his upstairs neighbor was in the hospital, so he never stopped feeding his dog. For people like this, don't lose faith in humanity. Another awesome gent that's, if you can't watch, he's holding the dog food out on his patio up above his head so the neighbor's dog can lean down and still get something to eat. And I'm sure he gives him water as well, because obviously if he's going to do this, he's going to take care of it. But those are two awesome guy stories that I have to lead off the bat. Next, for the I can't believe people are this dumb post, a supermarket has to throw out $35,000 worth of food after a woman coughs all over it, and supposedly on purpose. A woman's so-called prank, in quotes, cost a Scranton, Pennsylvania supermarket $35,000 on Wednesday when she purposely coughed all over the store's produce and on parts of the bakery and meat case, forcing them to throw out all the possibly contaminated merchandise away. Here's the problem with this, okay? Number one, you just cost the store owners a ton of money when business is already bad. Number two, a lot of people right now are struggling to find food, and you're just going to ruin it. And number three, you're an asshat. So today was a very challenging day. They said, according to Fasula, the woman responsible was known by police to be a chronic problem in the community. Although why a chronic problem in the community is allowed to wander around and maybe not perhaps be held behind bars where she might belong, though they do not believe that she actually has the bug, but how can you tell? Out of abundance of caution, they work with a local health inspector to get rid of everything she coughed on. After getting her out of the store and contacting authorities, over 15 employees worked to clean and disinfect the area she visited. One thing is for sure, we will have the cleanest display and freshest produce anywhere in northeast Pennsylvania. Yeah, as soon as you can get it restocked. So there's our idiot of the day. Next, you know, somebody put on a really funny post that was like, you know, we've got this thing going on already. And there was the Australian fires that were the end of last year, beginning of this year. And then on top of that, there's an earthquake that was off the eastern coast of Russia that sent tsunami-type waves toward Alaska as well as Hawaii, and they got a tsunami. And then this is off of Indonesia somewhere, and I don't have the volume on because there's really not much to see, but a top of a volcano just blew off. And so now they have all this ash, and I don't know how much of this, I haven't heard any the repercussions of this, but if you thought that, you know, if you thought that 2019 was a challenging year, where 2020 was like, hold my beer, wait till you see what I got coming. So as you can see, that thing is massive. Next, hundreds of journos are being laid off right when the public needs them the most. Or not so much. Here we hear from CNN Business, BuzzFeed, Group 9, Vice. They're all having to lay off people, take up to 25% pay cuts, and they're basically having to go offline for many of them. And they say it's because of these issues. However, most journals work from home. Most journalists work from home anyway. So I tend not to believe this. I think this is an opportunity to clean house. And since so many companies are having people step out, this is a good way to get rid of dead baggage, especially when you look at the news that the polarizing views on the bug information from news media is that basically 50% of everyone either doesn't believe media not at all or not very much, and 50% believes it either not 50% total, but 50% believes a great deal or a good amount. So it says here, unsurprisingly, Americans' views on the news media were split among partisan lines. For Democrats, only 33% said they had little to no trust in the media. Republicans, however, responded as substantial 60% on their lack of confidence in the news media. Independents were equally high in their skepticism at 40%. So when you add it all up together, basically 50% of media really doesn't trust, 50% of Americans don't trust media. As such, a lot of journals are, they're out of work. Bye-bye. See, I guess those degrees really didn't mean so much. Next, we have Mr. Joe Biden. So I have to read this title carefully, but when a woman says that you may have done something inappropriate, presume she is telling the truth. Those are Joe Biden's words, not his exact quote. Again, I have to change the words a little bit, but he was a big proponent that when a woman says that somebody did something, you need to listen to her and you need to believe her. All right, Joe. And next story from today, women accuses Joe Biden of inappropriate behavior at an event, condemning and saying he did bad things. And now two more women have come forward to accuse him. And he says in here, I have a quote down here at the bottom highlighted, Biden defended his behavior in a weekend statement, insisting he did not act inappropriately with anyone during countless handshakes, hugs, expressions of affection, support, and comfort throughout his political career. Not once, never, did I believe I acted inappropriately. If it is suggested I did, I will listen respectfully, but it was never my intention. But Joe, we don't need to listen to you, nor do we need to take your word for it. We need to believe the women. And they've already said how their view of it. So, sorry. Guilty of charge by your own admission. Too bad. So sad. Next, more than 500,000 volunteers, 500,000 people sign up to be NHS volunteers. NHS surpasses a target of 250,000 to help volunteer or help vulnerable during the corona, the bug. More than 500,000 volunteers have signed up to support the NHS in helping vulnerable people who have been told not to leave their homes during the bug lockdown. Nearly 5 people per second enlisted in the government's new volunteering scheme in the hours after the Health Secretary Matt Hancock launched a call on Tuesday for 250,000 people in England to help bolster the NHS response to the bug outbreak. And in the opposing news, there's your average Joe, your average Jane, everyday people that are signing up to do good things, even though they know it's out there, even though that there's bad news about it and that younger people are able to catch the bug and have problems with it. People signed up to help in scores. Meantime, celebrities are going makeup free while social distancing. Stunning and brave. Stunning, stunning and brave that Hollywood celebrities would go out there without makeup. Just so strong. So So strong. And here's our main story. Elton John to host a bug benefit concert with stars performing at home. The Global Bug now has its first all-star benefit concert. Only a couple of weeks into it. Wow, what a quick response. Could it be that they're really that excited to help everybody out? Or could it be that all of a sudden they realize that no one really cares about them? Elton John will host a live concert event Sunday evening on Fox that will feature pop stars, including Billie Eilish, which is where I got my thumbnail for this video for, Mariah Carey, and Tim McGraw performing remotely from their homes in keeping with the government's guidelines about social distancing and avoiding groups of 10 or more. The performance will be filmed with their own personal cell phone cameras and audio equipment to ensure the safety of everyone involved, the concert's producer said in their announcement. Now, I'm not sure that the celebrities, I can't see Elton John setting up his own equipment and knowing what's going on. Maybe he is, and maybe I'm just being a little hard on him, but I don't. Now Billie, I'm sure she could do it because she's young, but I don't see Elton being able to set up his whole rig and making sure that everything flows smoothly. So I bet, since they're talking about distancing of 10 or more, I'm pretty sure their assistants will show up to help them organize this. The concert, which is organized by iHeartRadio, set to air live on Fox at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Fox will offer the concert across its digital platforms. Now, here's the thing. They've got Alicia Keys, Billie Eilish, Backstreet Boys, Tim McGraw, Billie Joe Armstrong, and Mariah Carey, and more. I don't know who Billie Joe Armstrong is, and I know the Backstreet Boys were popular in the 90s. So how is it we're a week into this, and all of a sudden these stars have to get involved and do this? For a good cause, you might say, but I think it's much, much, much more about staying in front of that camera, saying, please, please pay attention to me. And the reason why I say that is because if you look at Elton John's, let's see where it is, Elton John's net worth here, it's 500 mil, a cool 500 mil. Now, I haven't looked up anybody else, but with all these stars, could they not just get together and pool, if you had $500 and somebody, a good friend of yours, or, was in trouble a little bit, and they said, hey, man, can you give me 20 bucks? I've got something that I need to take care of, but I just don't have it right now, and I really need your help. I'm pretty sure if you had 500 bucks, you go, yeah, man, here's 20 bucks. Well, if you have 500 million, couldn't you go, yeah, here's 20 million. Now, they might not have it in cash. It might all be in assets and everything else, I'm sure, because gosh knows that they have to have all their jets and their private big mansions and everything like that. But if you added all this money together, I bet you've got $1 billion worth of cash or worth of assets. I'm pretty sure you could probably scrape 20 to 50 million together without having to jump in front of the camera and scream, me, 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 don't forget about me, pay attention to me. The special is intended to raise money for the groups fighting to stop the bug in the U.S. and will benefit healthcare professionals and first responders. Viewers at home will be encouraged to donate to Feeding America First Responders Children Foundation. So they're going to give you an hour or two of their time, but they're going to use your money to give to the people that need it. So all of you that are out of work or that might be worried about losing your job or might not be able to pay your bills, it's not the stars giving away the money. It's them performing to ask you to give away your money. Stunning and brave. Stunning and brave. They don't want to give up their money. They want you to give up your money to somebody else. Shocking. Shocking. Okay, so let's look at a couple of the responses here. So this way, this is everyone's opinion, not just mine. Let's see. I won't read the people that posted these. I'll just read their quotes. They say, can't stand not being seen. Good riddance. Yes, I think the celebrity elites are suffering more from the lack of attention than the bug. Next, they're bored in their mansions, starting to feel that they're not special. Let's see. So that looks like it's about it. But basically, if you go down through all of these quotes here, people are pretty much just ripping them apart. Because remember, it's not about them giving their money. It's about them jumping in front of you to get your attention, to ask for your money to give away to these. Stunning and brave. So there you go, guys. As you can see, it's another way that the celebs can jump out in front of the camera, make sure that they're seen and feel important. But in the meantime, none of their millions are going towards anyone. It's your money that they're asking for to go give to other people. Bravo. Guys, I'll leave it there. If you want to support my work, links are below. Down in the link below this video, I will put the link to the event that we're having tomorrow, as well as I'm going to make a community post for that. If you don't get into it, because only 500, so across all of our channels, we'd easily probably have 10,000 people that would jump in to watch it. If you don't get in, don't sweat it. It's at 7 p.m. at Zoom, so you can click and try to get in if you want. I hope he gave me a special link so I can get in, or else I might not even make it in, and I'm supposed to be talking in the darn thing. But if you don't get in to watch it, don't sweat it. All of us will be streaming it on our individual channels, so you can enjoy it anywhere. That's the whole purpose of this, is to get this out to you guys. And don't forget to like, comment, and share. As always, the best things you can do to help me, like, comment, and share. And of course, I do have my Patreon, etc. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Bender Bachelor. I am Joker. And remember, even though they have maybe $1 billion combined, they're still going to ask you to give your money to help these causes.